everybody. Welcome back to Ball Year Round Podcast. Today, it's just going to be me, Andy, by myself. Mike is working on, you know, he's got a big project with work, so we want to always make sure to honor that. And tonight we may or may not have our guest on and to talk a little bit about the Nets and what's going on with Kyrie Irving and kind of what Stephen A. said today and how he feels about that. But right now we're going to kind of move into just a little bit of talk about the Wizards, you know, and what they've been able to do in the Eastern Conference. Oh, actually, we got Dom coming on right now. The game. What's going on, Domi? How are you doing, man?
Hey, what's going on, Andy? How you doing?
I'm good, brother. It's just going to be us two tonight. Mike's got a little bit of work he's got to finish up. So we'll just we'll kind of talk a little bit about the Nets and what you felt about Stephen A's comments and, you know, kind of also on the team and how they've been doing, because they've been doing pretty well. You know, last night was tough, obviously, but the Warriors are just on fire. So, you know, just kind of talking a little bit about right now, just the Wizards and what they've been able to do. But if we can kind of talk a little bit about those Nets, man, how do you feel about the season? What are your thoughts so far?
To start off, I didn't really watch that clip you sent me yet of Stephen A.
No worries.
I'm definitely check it out. Yeah. But as far as the Nets, you know, that's my team. Yep. I think we're definitely missing Kyrie Irving a lot. Yeah. But another thing was Joe Harris was hurt yesterday also. But, you know, the thing with the Nets, like any losses, is they really fall apart in the second half. Yesterday was the third quarter, but most of the time it'd be in the fourth, they fall apart. I just think the consistency with their play, you know, like in trying to figure out the roster, the minutes, because Paul Millsap didn't even play yesterday. Yeah. And he's, you know, it's like, you know, I'm trying to figure out Steve Nash lineups, you know, for the most part.
I kind of
don't understand his lineups, the way he's distributing minutes as of right now. Mm-hmm. You know, like even, but they had a back-to-back. They play Cleveland tonight. So okay. I'm pretty sure LaMarcus Aldridge is going to get more minutes tonight. Yeah. But, even that's wild. He didn't play the third quarter yesterday. I found that very interesting.
Yeah, me too, actually. I didn't even know that. I was watching a few other games. I saw that, and that's, you know, that's interesting that you bring that up. I mean, and you're talking about lineups and, you know, Steve Nash. Do you think he's the right guy for it, or is it kind of still feeling it out?
Just kind of still feeling it out. I think he had a relationship with Kevin Durant, you know, so I think like that gave him leeway. But I think with other coaches out there, they should have looked around at something that complements everybody's game, especially James Harden. You know, D'Antoni was there as an assistant coach last year, which helped a lot. But Harden's Harden, honestly. I think he's going to get his stuff together, you know, especially by like Christmas time, you know, when it really buckles, when it's time to buckle down. Definitely. But for now, I think they just playing the rosters, but they don't really have no consistency. And I really miss Kyrie a lot.
Yeah,
a lot.
Nah, I feel you, dude. And yeah, that's what the kind of the clip of Stephen A. was a little bit about, you know, calling Kyrie, you know, selfish and not really a real professional because he isn't handling this situation as a professional in his mind should. Do you kind of what do you think about, you know, where he stands with this? Is, does it make sense, or what are your thoughts about it?
I think Kyrie's a man. I think he's a human being, honestly. So it's like it is his choice. And it's like I feel last year they played without the vaccine. You know, it was no problems last year. You know, it's like, you know, like give people time. You know, it's like it just seemed like it's the agenda now. It's like, oh, you have to get vaccinated. A lot of people don't want to get vaccinated. They want to see results first. You know, it's like, I just feel like they're picking on him, you know, like just because, you know. It's really not the NBA. I think it's the city, but I just think it go hand in hand. But, like, you know, would I like to see Kyrie there? Yes. Am I mad that he's not there? Yeah, but I'm not mad at him. Like, you know, it is what it is. Like, you know, I know. You know, I'm not vaccinated, so it's like, how can I get mad at him for, you know, taking precaution? Like, you know, like, oh, let me just see what this is about, you know?
Yeah.
It's only basketball at the end of the day. That's one little aspect that is like, he might be get paid a lot, but it's like,
yeah,
a lot of players again. He have an extremely gifted talent. Like, you know, he's really gifted. He should be paid for what he delivers on the court. So it's like, I'm not mad at Kyrie. Like, I'm really not. Like, I wish Brooklyn was better. I wish he was there, but I'm not mad at
him. Yeah, no, I know a lot of people wish he was there. I just think, it, you know, at the end of the day, it's coming down to the fact that everybody else is down to do it. So that's kind of a huge hang-up. And New York City, obviously, with their mandates. But, you know, a few things have come out today. So who knows about if this is going to stick or if he'll ever – I hope he plays again, but – right now, I'm not 100% confident that he's gonna get back on the floor, and that's
yeah. Then it's like you got to think like the rules change. It really hurt, like, you know, Harden somewhat. Like, you know, it's like not targeting him, but it's like you know the rules change. So it's like he had to change his game. Mind you, he changed his game last year when he first got to Brooklyn. Then he's coming off an injury, a hamstring. You know, a hamstring could barely run. You know, it's a mental thing, honestly, too. So it's like, I don't know. I just, you know, it's like, I just, you know, I wish Brooklyn would go all the way, but I don't, at this rate, I don't think Brooklyn's the best team in the East. Like, that's my team, but I think.
Who do you think's the best?
Honestly, team? I think Miami or Chicago is the best in the East, honestly.
Okay.
Miami or Chicago.
Absolutely.
Like, I think Chicago, I think they got, like, the most, they got one of the best bench. You know, Tyler Hero been playing out his mind. I love Jimmy Buckets.
Always.
You know, like, Lowry was a big pickup. Bam Bam's a problem. PJ Tucker was good on the defensive side. Like, Miami got a squad.
I think they're
competing. Chicago, I love what DeRozan, how he's been playing. LaVine been nice. Now just he's getting more exposure. He's been nice. Then, you know, Alonzo, he can play, you know, without all the pressure. Like, I think, like, he's really – because some players are not, like, you know, statistics. Like, they're not going to put up 30 points, so, you know, but they're going to be impactful. And I think Alonzo's more of an impactful player. They're more about stats and I always go back to Brooklyn. It's like, you know, I can't just say, oh, I want Steve Nash gone, but you know, it's like he's been out coaching quite a few times in this season already. Quite a few times. And it's like, you know.
Definitely, yeah. Looking around, man. I agree, you know. And I also too, I was, you know, when I was watching that game, it seems like, you know, the way they are reffing when you brought that up, I don't know if it's like targeting him, but they're like anticipating to not give him that foul when he creates that contact. But I watch it and it's like there's a lot of contact in there and they're not calling these things for him.
You know, yeah, but the last couple games, it been picking up. Like they've been calling it more. You know, they got through. They got through some referees, but you know, it's still like it's a whirlwind. It's like you've been playing this style of basketball for X amount of years, and just boom, voila! Now you can't play that way. You know, it's gonna take a second to change to develop a different strategy, you know, that's all it is. You know, they NBA, they found out, like, you know, these players, they came with strategies, you know, they learned the game, you know, and then I kind of like it that they learned to be more physical because I felt like the physicality was gone, you know, it was straight offense, but now it's like a balance. Now they're gonna give you can actually play defense, and that's what I do like, you know, like, so it's like. The defensive players, you know, like, they at least going to be recognized, you know, on their end, you know, if you're a lockdown defender. You know, because if you look at, you compare it to football, you can't even play defense in football. You know, it's like, you touch, like, you know, it's like, it's ridiculous. I'm glad NBA brought that back, where it's like, you can be a little physical. And, you know, people can't just run a schmuck up out there. Like, you know, just doing something wild and, you know, always getting a call.
Because,
you know, you can fake somebody out. Somebody can play good defense and have their hands up, before he had to lean into them and they called the foul.
Yep.
You know, and now they stopped that, you know, because that wasn't right.
No, that's
but it's like as far as Harden, it just felt like, you know, like they know his game is predicated towards that, where it's like he'll grab somebody in to make a layup and get the and one. So they trying to stop that.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I think the Nets gonna put it together. I definitely think Harden's gonna get his game back together because he was almost an MVP candidate last year. He's definitely gonna get it together. But as far as that, but it's like they need Kyrie. They need Kyrie. If you're talking about championship, they need Kyrie. Because you need that balance on the court, you know, because they play small ball. Yeah. So you need that balance. You know, it's where it's like you got two wings, you know, as far as James Harden and Kyrie and Joe Harris. Then you got James Harden, then you have Kevin Durant. You know, whoever you put Aldridge in there too, where it's like everybody, you got to guard everybody. You know, nobody is just like, you know, we can just leave alone. And it's like, that's what been a killer. Like yesterday, if Kyrie was there, Golden State wouldn't have been able to play that zone they was playing, you know, that triangle zone where it's like, it's always a double team. You see if Kevin Durant passed the first man, somebody's coming up by the free throw line to trap him right there, where with Kyrie there, you can't, even with Joe Harris there, you can't really play that because Joe Harris, he's going to sink down to three. Mm-hmm. And Kyrie, he's just going to take, you know, they have to be accounted for, those type of players.
Yeah.
So, but it's like, I do think, you know, Brooklyn's really good, but Miami's really good also. And I'm a Brooklyn fan.
Miami's really good. Brooklyn through and through. I got one other question. You know, just if you've talked to your friends or anything like that, I'm sure that talk in the city has got to be going because the Knicks are actually pretty tough too. Is there anything going on with you and your friends? Who are people saying that the king of New York is right now? Is it the Knicks or is it the Nets?
That's the Nets, no question. The Knicks, the thing is my whole family's Knicks fans, all my friends, majority of the Knicks fans, but it's like, we know what the Knicks are. You know, they start, if you can start off, the Knicks start off like 3-0, something like that, something crazy. Mm-hmm. The city went wild, it went crazy. It's like, they went crazy, but if you watch the Knicks now, they back to where they belong. They ain't no threat to Brooklyn. They ain't no threat. Like, they good, but they ain't no threat, you know.
I made the Knicks as kind of my favorite to come out of the East this year. Just
heck no.
Camaraderie, heck no. Tom Thibodeau, man. So
yeah, I like Dibs, but
might be eating my words later. I don't know.
Yeah, that's you know, the Knicks, you know, like on paper, they look good. Like they a good team. I don't think they have the experience to come out the East, honestly. Because like even last year in the playoffs, they looked terrible. But it's like,
great. You're right on that part. They look not. They just didn't look like they were like ready to play or ready to guard either.
Yeah,
it just didn't look right.
Yeah, it's like I still don't trust they point guard. What's the point guard on the Knicks? The two guard. What's his name? Who went to Duke like 2 years ago? Who was that Duke with Zion? Barrett, R.J. Barrett. I really don't trust Barrett.
Okay. Barrett's a guy I really like. He's a Mont Vert guy here in Florida too. So well, he went to school here, so that's why
it's like I don't like, you know, he's good, but the consistency, that's what I mean. I don't trust. Can he do that what he do every night? Because you talking about championships.
You're right.
If you trying to make it to the championship, you gotta do that consistent all throughout the year. So when you get in the playoffs, it's there.
Yeah. You're right.
So it's like, do I trust Barrett? No, I don't. Like, Randall, obviously, you know, that's their game plan, feed Randall, you know, then everybody else. You know, like, I don't know. I definitely can't see the Knicks beating the Nets in the playoffs. Like, you know, like the Knicks are a bigger team. You know, Nets have to play more physical, but I don't think the Knicks are a threat.
That might be a good poll to have this week. I like that though.
You got to think. It's like with all the other teams, you know, even Cleveland been playing better this year. They have a rookie.
Evan Mobley, man, he's been playing.
Yeah, Evan Mobley, like, he's just been balling. He got hurt yesterday, about the other day. Yes, but
yeah, he's out a couple weeks, something like that. It may be, like.
Yeah, but he's really good. Like, Sexton, like, you know, Cleveland good. They got Jared Allen. Like, yeah, they got a squad. I think that would be my sleeper team to make playoffs, be Cleveland.
I like that pick, actually. Like, because they've really shown up, and they've shown, like, a lot of those guys did well. Like, there's Osme or something. I forget. That may not be how to say his name right, but he played with LeBron, and LeBron said, like, man, like, he's going to be a good player. And now he's been in the league 3 years or so. So, and they've progressed, man. And Sexton, like you mentioned, and Mobley coming.
Yeah. Sexton's back. A dog, man. He's a beast. Yeah. I love his game.
I like Garland too. You know, they've been
playing. Yeah.
Well. Yeah, man. I like Cleveland. So that's been a nice sleeper team to see. And, you know, if we're going to talk a little bit about the Magic, I don't know if you followed them at all being down here, but, you know, it seems like the rookie that they picked after their top five pick is a little bit better. So, I, you know, they're a team I don't know.
I heard, but I haven't. I haven't really watched the Magic. Like, I watched probably the Magic, like, they first game against the Knicks. Okay. And that's when the Knicks went crazy on them. So I didn't really, like, watch it. Like, you know, really study the Magics. Sure. Then they played against Brooklyn. I didn't really watch that game.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just something about the Magic. I don't know. I don't know. It's just something about them.
I'm with you, man. They're too up and down.
Yeah, it's like I haven't really watched them since, like, Dwight Howard was there with Rashad Lewis. You know, it's like that's when they had a squad to me.
I feel you. Yeah.
Going against Bron. But besides that, no, bro. Like, I don't know. What's your top teams in the East?
Yeah, my the top teams that I like right now are I definitely like the Bulls, and you know, I was really high on the Nets, you know, until yesterday, kind of seeing that, but I still.
But yesterday's only. I knew the Nets were gonna lose yesterday.
That game beforehand. Was tough. You know, they just didn't really guard well. So, but I still have faith for them in the East, and do you know who's shown a little bit more promise than I thought they would? You know, because I think they were riding that high of, you know, winning games, et cetera, was the Atlanta Hawks, you know. So it seems that they're starting to turn that back around, scoring, but everybody else is kind of picking up their game too. So
yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's like you can't really tell to, like, I think, like, after, like, next week, you know, from Thanksgiving to Christmas, I think that's when, like, the teams get their stuff in order.
Yeah.
You know, they hit that stride, and you know, a little after Christmas, they break down their lineups. So, because, you know, after All-Star break in February, it's straight playoff mode. Yeah. So, my team's in the East. It would definitely be Miami, Chicago, Brooklyn. You still got the Bucks, obviously.
Like that, yeah. Got to make sure they're in there.
Yeah, the Bucks. Philly. For some odd reason, I do think Philly's gonna get Dame Lillard. I think that trade's gonna happen. I don't know why. I just do. Even without him, Philly, Embiid is a beast. Embiid is really good. Philly whole squad is good.
Unload that Ben Simmons and kind of, you know, bring out, like, if they're going to go and make that run, because I think that's what's holding them back, just because he doesn't want to be there. And they just don't have that extra body that they need. You know, sometimes you're right, man. They have a great roster, and they have there are multiple dudes that can score. Tobias Harris can put up 20 a night, you know.
Yeah.
You know, so you're right on that piece. They have a lot of talent. Just think if they had that one extra guy and that extra body that they could have, I think that may give a few guys a little bit of that extra rest. Like, you know, you never want to see Joel Embiid break down, you know, because if he does, it makes it really tough for Philly. So just to manage.
Well, my thing is this. It's like Andre Drummond's been playing really exceptional this year. So it's like, you know, why you can put Andre Drummond on trade block and try to receive a couple good role players, you know, at least 3-point shooters.
All right.
But, Philly, what's happened to Philly? I think at the Philly, it's like a toss-up between the rest of the teams, like, you know, like the Knicks. You oh, Boston.
Yeah, eighth or ninth seed kind of fighting for it. I think it's Charlotte, man, the Hornets, dude.
Oh, yeah, I'm glad. I forgot all about them. Yeah, you're right. I didn't forget about them. I just didn't say them. Definitely.
There could be a fight. The Pacers are all right. You know, they've got a young crew and, you know, Brogdon and some of those guys. So who knows what they'll do? You know, so.
You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right.
And I think those bottom four teams, you know, the Bucks, just because the Bucks aren't playing great, but, you know, who knows, they could move up or not. But
I think
the four is going to be tough, man. I really do.
And, you know, the thing, the Eastern Conference got so much better over the years. You know, whereas, like, if you had a number 8 seed a couple years ago, you wouldn't really worry about it if you was top, you know. Yeah. Now it's like this year it's kind of going to be, you know, it's like you don't really want to play the Cavaliers first round.
Oh, absolutely.
If you're a squad like Brooklyn, you wouldn't want to play the Cavs the first round because of the size, you know. Yeah. But, Boston might fall into the 7-8 spot. Mm-hmm. If Boston fall into the 7-8, that's still, you know, a scary team to play. And you know,
like playing games too. Remember that. Now.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you know, like imagine, you know, like you playing, you do the play-in game, then Boston win the play-in game, then the first round you got to go against Boston. That can be a scary sight for you because, you know, Tatum could catch fire. You know, Tatum is really good. He's really good. Him and Jaylen Brown.
Yeah.
I just think they missing something. I don't know what they missing, but they missing something.
I agree. I don't know what it is.
But that's about it in the East. What about your Western Conference teams? What do you like in the West?
The West, man, I really obviously you love the Warriors, and you know, you say like when Clay comes back, they're gonna be great. You know, I'm surprised by the Lakers and how down they've been. You know, out West, but I would say, man, I haven't paid as much attention to the West as I should, but my favorite teams out there were the Clippers. I really love the Clippers. And I said Paul George was going to have a great season and honestly have to put up defensive type numbers to be defensive player of the year, as well as putting up the offensive numbers to even contend for MVP while Kawhi is out. You know, I think that they're going to be a team that's going to kind of fight for something, scrap in the end. Luka and them have been all right with the Mavericks. But I think that the West is just super top heavy. And it's kind of like the three through everything else is kind of fighting for.
What do you think about the Lakers?
You know, they're just there's.
Do you believe in Phoenix?
I believe in Phoenix. However, Phoenix is a team that needs to get on a roll, and everybody has to be bought in on that team to playing within their system. And I think right now they've gone.
Only a game and a half behind Golden State.
Yeah, love them. I think that they're going to be a great team. My biggest thing is like, are they going to be able to, you know, defend towards the end? And you know, hell, is Ayton going to put in as much effort as he did last year, without getting that contract extension that he was hoping for? So, yeah,
I think
I like them, and
I think it's better that he didn't get his contract extension because now he can really ball out and bet on himself, and next year. The end of the season, he definitely gonna get max, without a doubt. You know,
he deserves
from Phoenix or not. Like they gonna, he's definitely gonna get max. He's definitely getting max money. He's really good.
What about Denver?
Huh?
Denver with Jokic and you know with Aaron Gordon that they've added. Will Barton's playing well, and then they're still missing Jamal Murray, who hopefully can make some kind of appearance by the playoffs, but. You know, that Denver team is really tough.
The Western Conference standards, I'm looking at it right now.
Yeah.
You got Golden State number one, Phoenix number two. Then from 3 to 6, Dallas, Utah, Clippers, and Denver.
Those three
spots. That's hard. That's hard right there.
Yep.
That's hard. It's just like, you know, they all basically share the same record. Besides Dallas, 9-4. The rest of them are 9-5. Yeah, it's just like.
Who do you like better out of those three teams? If you had to choose one of them,
Denver, I would say out of these four, I'll put four. Dallas, Utah, Clippers, and Denver.
True.
I like Denver the best out of those four. I like Denver. I like Denver a little better than I like Dallas. Then, you know, obviously with Kawhi, you know, I think the Clippers, but they beatable though. The Clippers show me that they can be beat, you know, year in, year out. They show me they can be beat. But definitely Denver, they no jokes. Like, you know, if Jamal Murray come back,
dude,
the way he left,
I'm telling you now,
that's gonna be hard. It's gonna be really hard. You know, I don't like anybody had the Lakers as a cakewalk. Yep. I definitely don't see that.
And are you surprised by Russell Westbrook like not playing this well? Like, I'm a little bit surprised that he's not shooting it as well as you know, he did.
I don't even think Westbrook playing that bad compared to his standards. Like, he did the same thing last year with the Wizards. He started off bad. Once he get in his motion, once he get in his groove, you know, he's a whole nother team. You know, people in a whole nother offense. Like, the last 3 years, he's been in three different offenses. He went from OKC to Houston to the Wizards. Now he in LA.
Yeah, he has
bounced. That's three different coaches, three different, you know, but he still got maintained his style. Yeah. But and the plays he got around him. It's not like he got a whole bunch of shooters around him. The Lakers been up and down with injuries. So it's like, I think by like All-Star break, Westbrook gonna be straight. But even with Westbrook straight, I don't see nobody beating the Warriors in the West. I don't see nobody in the NBA beating the Warriors this year, honestly.
Looking right now, man, tough. They don't even have their better
guy. I'm just thinking about last year, the play-in, how it went down to the wire versus the Lakers versus the Warriors. And like that momentum, I just think, even though the Warriors lost, but I think that momentum, they carried that with them coming into the season. And Steph Curry's just playing out of his mind right now. And the whole team is just following his lead. It's like, I don't see, it's hard. Like, you know, they always talk about Kevin Durant and Giannis being the best or LeBron being the best. It's hard to say Steph Curry's not the best in the NBA. Like, what makes him not the best? That's the part I need to understand.
Yeah.
Like, he changed the NBA already. He changed the whole NBA.
Sure.
What makes him not the best? Because he's not 7. He's not 6'10". He's
That's been the part, I think, man, and that's terrible. But it's not true at all. And I think you have a great point because he's putting up the best numbers. Team's winning, but then it's also just kind of like he's been this consistent year.
You know, they used to be big on his, like, he don't play defense, but his team got the number one defense in the NBA right now.
Yeah.
So it's like,
hard,
you know, hard. I think people really need to have that discussion as Steph is the best.
Facts.
That's what I'm going with. Steph is the best.
I agree. Him and KD are 1A and 1B. Like, they're kind of, you know, they're going to be the two, I think, to battle it out, you know, as they go down. And hopefully, you know, it would be a storybook finish for the NBA if they can both play in the finals against each other. But like, you know, as we mentioned,
your phone was breaking up. I couldn't hear you.
Oh, my bad. Sorry. No, like they were talking about, you know, just both of them, they're kind of 1A and 1B. And they're in the point of like,
who?
Kevin Durant and Steph Curry for that MVP race right now, I would say. And, you know, it would be perfect textbook story finish for the NBA if they got to play in the finals, but, you know, it's going
to
take a lot.
Yeah, I would love to see the Warriors versus Brooklyn in the finals with Clay there and with Kyrie there. I think that'd be monumental.
Best, man.
Like, it would be great for the NBA. But as far as MVP, I think I don't think it's 1A, 1B. I think it's Steph is one, Durant is two. And like, you know, Steph, he stepped his game up all the way. Like, they used to clown him on his defense.
Yeah.
Now he can't talk about his defense anymore. Like, you know, Steph is really the best, if you ask me.
Okay, good. That's coming from a Brooklyn person, and but not being subjective and, you know, really making a solid point. I respect that, man, because like I said, KD is my MVP. But, you know, I kind of liked them. And the last game that we saw, it was just fun to watch both of them play. But, you know, it's going to be a great finish and a great race down the line, I think, between both of them.
I definitely feel that way.
Yeah.
With Steph and KD, I think. Well, Steph and Clay. I'm sorry, KD. Steph and Clay.
Yeah,
you know, then they forget that what you call coming back too. Wiseman coming back also.
Yeah.
So it's like, ooh, that team, ooh.
They're different.
That team is something else.
You know, we got to get wrapped up here pretty soon just because I got something coming up. But, hey, I wanted to ask you something because the fight's coming up, man, between Deron Williams and Frank Gore. Who you got?
Oh, Frank Gore. No question.
That's what everybody else is saying, man. Everybody else says Frank
Gore. But it got to be something up there where Deron Williams actually doing it. So it's like. Right?
Like, what's up with him? Like, you know, he's Texas. He might be Texas tough. Everything's bigger down there, man. And Frank Gore is small.
Yeah, absolutely right. Frank Gore is a beast. I'm not even gonna let nobody sway my opinion. I think it is what it is.
Yeah, dog. We were going back and forth on that one, so I wanted to get your take on it and just kind of find out. But like I said, I wanted to make this quick.
Yeah, man. Thanks for having me, man.
Yeah, bro. I honestly, I really appreciate you coming on. I want to get you back. Once we can get Mike on here as well, and we can talk a little bit more.
Because yeah, man.
I'm a huge hoop fan, and we love guys like that. And
yeah,
got to get you back, brother. And let's talk. We can even
talk. Yeah, man. Hopefully soon, man.
Heck yeah, bro. I really appreciate you, Dom. Yeah. And, guys, that's Dommy. He's gonna be on here again. He's a huge Knicks or Nets fan, sorry. And he's been great coming on here and sharing with us. And I've been trying to get this done for too many weeks, but I'm glad you got to come on, bro. I really do appreciate you.
Thanks, man. Truly appreciate it, man. Have a good one.
Absolutely. We'll talk soon, man.
All right, man.